It seems like every time the band Florence and the Machine releases a new album, it has a pounding track so exuberant and catchy that it becomes a song of the moment. In 2010, it was Dog Days Are Over. A couple years later, Shake It Out. And in May of this year, the first single dropped from the new Florence and the Machine album. The song is called Hunger. I talked with Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine about her latest album, High as Hope. After years of getting drunk and high, she has now given up partying. I thought that love was in the drugs, but the more I took, the more it took away, and I could never get enough. And she told me that changed her writing process. Work became a new way of unwinding.
A lot of how this album came together was working with an engineer in South London, which is where I'm from, and I would cycle to the studio. He's a very kind, patient man, because I get like these lightning bolts of inspiration, and I never know what I've done either. So he has to record it. He's like, can you play that again? I was like, no. There's no way I can tell you what chords it was. I cannot play it again. I really hope you got it. Tell me what you need. Oh, you look so free. The way you use your body, baby, come on and work it for me. But it adds a kind of visceral quality to the music that I think has worked pretty well for me. So it's always incredibly instinctive, incredibly impulsive, and I don't tend to follow like a linear structure. How could anything bad ever happen to you? You make a fool of death with your beauty, and for a moment I forget to worry.
Because you describe riding your bicycle to the studio in the neighborhood where you've grown up, I want to ask you about the song South London Forever.
Yes. When I go home alone, I drive past the place where I was born and the places that I used to drink. Young and drunk and stumbling in the street outside, the joiners' arms like foals unsteady on their feet.
You travel the world, you've spent lots of time in New York and Los Angeles. What is this declaration of your roots mean to you?
Well, you know, when I was growing up in Camberwell and I was starting to become interested in music, there was a huge South London music scene. Like when I was 15 or 16, I was going to these like nights that were held in pubs, like the Joiners Arms is a pub in Camberwell. There was a night called Ridem and Booze. and I remember my friend who I'm talking about in the song, we were in a pretty altered state, but I remember her going up to the DJ and being like, play Love Will Tear Us Apart. You have to play Love Will Tear Us Apart. And the DJ being like, it's playing. It's playing now.
This song has such sweet memories of such a messy past, being drunk and high on ecstasy and stumbling around. I mean, do you miss the mess?
My nickname as a baby was Miss Mess.
Really?
Yes. But my dad says it's because he sat at an Italian restaurant with me and I ate a whole paper tablecloth. so it's called Miss Mess. It was something really special, and that period of time formed me as a performer. Like watching those art college bands, watching people drunk and wild and baptizing each other, and you know, I understand that whole experience, how messy and swampy it formed me, but I'm also kind of relieved that I made it out.
Yeah.
As well, because if it hasn't been for music, I would still be wasted in Camberwell, I think.
A lot of your songs in the past have had kind of metaphorical, wild images. And this album feels very rooted in literal memories of things you've been through, people you've met.
I think I used metaphor a lot in earlier work to hide what it was that I was actually trying to say. And if I could dress up the pain or the guilt or the shame in these sort of cathedral-esque, like dress up the mess, you know, and then when you're further away from the things that you are ashamed of and you've maybe come to a better place with them, you're not really trying to hide. You're like, this is what it is. You know, this is kind of what went down. And it takes you into a different form of songwriting, I think.
I believe in you and in our hearts we know the truth. And I believe in love. And the darker it gets, the more I do.
There's stuff about love on this record, but it's kind of a different love. Like, it's about the love I had for my family, the love I have for the place I grew up in. So, you know, I think this record deals with love in a different way than some of the others.
And it's just too much. I cannot get you close enough. 100 arms, 100 years. You can always find me here.
It reminds me of a line from the song 100 Years where you say, give me arms to pray with instead of ones that hold too tightly.
Give me arms to pray.
I mean, as you can probably tell from the last record, like, my idea of love was almost total annihilation.
It makes for great music.
I will destroy us both.
In a glorious
and
fire.
Why don't you want to date me? I'm super chill. I realized that you had to have a bigger connection to things that aren't just to do with romantic love, or, you know, you maybe have to fix a little bit of the stuff that's happening with your parents. But it is sometimes what you're looking for is not in that relationship at that moment, but it's some kind of bruise from older stuff that, yeah, if you don't look at, it's going to keep coming back. But yeah, I found that to kind of zoom out a bit, to look at the relationship I had, not just with a guy, but with the world at large, needed to be worked on, you know, and that a romantic relationship was probably not going to fix all that stuff.
Florence Welch, it's been wonderful talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The new album from the band Florence and the Machine is called High as Hope.